السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء الكرام، respected teachers, beloved pupils, we are extremely pleased to be in this gathering, and we came a little early prior to the Adhan, and we noticed the discipline, uniformity, and mashallah, the students are all dressed with the Islamic identity. This is something which is extremely pleasing. It is an indication that mashallah, the teachers, the administration have taken it upon themselves to give due consideration to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as students, we should remember that what we are being taught through this is that our deen and our Islam comes before everything else. We are Muslims first, then everything else will become second. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world. And the primary goal and objective, as outlined in the Quran Majeed, in the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The gist of that verse is that the primary goal and the objective and the reason behind which I have created you is so that you worship. Some mufassireen have given the translation أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ, so that you may recognize who I am. So therefore, that individual who has come into this world and he has fulfilled his objective, his goal. Now just to contextualize, all of you who are seated here as students, and we are all students, we consider ourselves to be also students. Why have our parents enrolled us into this institute? The main goal and the reason was that we want you to educate yourself, we want you to empower yourself. You must become an intelligent individual, so that in society you are civilized, you are educated, you are able to stand up for yourself, defend yourself, earn for yourself, and become successful in this world and in the hereafter as well. And the reason why our parents have enrolled us in this kind of an institute is that it is an Islamic institute. We want you to get success in both worlds. That is why we are sending you to that institute. Now if a student applies himself in his studies, he concentrates, he focuses, he selects and chooses the good company. In any environment you're going to find the good and the bad. In every class you're going to get the good and the bad. It is for us to choose. In our classroom scenario, you'll find some pupils who are mashallah motivated, they are focused, they are concentrating, they're absorbing from what is being given off by the teachers. You find those of us who have had the tawfiq to wash dishes, and we should try and do these things, these menial tasks. It doesn't lower us in any way whatsoever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, could anyone say that they are greater than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yet, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would engage within the home in these menial tasks, helping in cleaning the home, helping in mending his own garments. So this doesn't bring a person down in any way. If anything, it actually elevates the status of that individual, and people start respecting that individual even more. Say, look at this person. This person is my teacher. This person is the principal. But yet he is prepared to lower himself to that extent. So this is elevates a person. So we find that when we wash the dishes, you have the little sponge that is used. Now that sponge, if it absorbs the water, if it absorbs the soap, then when you squeeze it out, you're going to get soap from it. If it absorbs dirty water, when we squeeze it out, we're going to get dirty water. If a person absorbs zamzam water, when you squeeze that sponge, we're going to get zamzam water out. In other words, whatever the sponge is that absorbs, that is what we're going to get out later on when it is squeezed. In the same way, we as students, we should consider ourselves as sponges in the madrasa, figuratively. That just like our sponge absorbs, we must absorb from our teachers all the good that they are teaching us, the concepts, the theories, the wonderful lessons and advices, and the tarbiyah and the nurturing and the molding. Absorb that within ourselves, implement that within our lives. And the best way to memorize something, for example, if your teacher advises you, implement this in your life. For example, do your homework on time. After the lesson is being taught, the homework has been given to you. If you will do the homework, then you will actually reinforce that theory that has been taught to you. Now, if you do the homework, what you have done is you have reinforced that wonderful behavior within yourself, and that behavior becomes part and parcel of your makeup. Sometimes a person says, people do not like me. People don't like me. We must understand that why is it that we like someone, we dislike someone? It is actually the qualities that that person has surrounded himself or herself with. If a person implements within his life kindness, gentleness, consideration, love, caring, sympathy, empathy, generosity, if he implements these wonderful colors within his life, then naturally people will be inclined to that individual. On the other hand, if a student implements within his life laziness, being inconsiderate, disrespectful, backchatting the teachers, not showing respect to the authorities and the institute, damaging the and vandalizing the property of the institute, then we find naturally the teachers will be disinclined from that individual. His fellow colleagues in the class will be disinclined from that individual. But the reality is, it's not the individual himself, it is rather the qualities that that person has implemented within his life. I hope you're understanding what we are saying. So if we implement good qualities within ourselves, people will become attracted to us. Now this is the time, students, this is the time for you to absorb. In every class you're going to find, as we had mentioned, the good and the bad. You have to decide that, will I be sticking around and will I be associating with those pupils in my class who, as we had mentioned, are motivated and focused and are respectful to their teachers? Unfortunately, we find that today in society, one element that is going out from our community is respect, unfortunately. And sometimes it is not the fault of the institute. Sometimes it's the fault of the parents. That we find that the child will go home and complain something, that, well, you know, the teacher gave me a lot of homework. And unfortunately, the parent, instead of saying that your teacher, you need to respect your teacher, he's giving you work so that he wants to help you, he wants you to become, understand the lesson properly, and the parent will turn around and say, no, you mustn't, don't worry with the teacher. So unfortunately, we find that sometimes the parents are actually encouraging disrespect for the authorities and disrespect for the teachers. But we need to understand something, that if we do not respect our teachers, those individuals who are empowering us, those individuals who are sacrificing their time and their lives, and it's not an easy task to teach the children in a classroom situation. It's not an easy task. Sometimes you find that when the children go on holiday, and very often you find the parents, they sometimes send a message that when is the school open? They need to open earlier, because we can't handle the children at home. Imagine how difficult it is. The parents find it difficult to handle their own children, and here the madrasa and the institute or the school, they are handling so many hundreds of pupils, and 20, 30 pupils in each classroom. It's not an easy task. And therefore, we need to always show appreciation and respect to those from whom we are benefiting. And this is not something that is coming out from the pockets of the ulama. This comes from directly from the Quran and Majeed. Allah Ta'ala addresses the Sahaba Ikram. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. Allah Ta'ala addresses the Sahaba Ikram, or companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the gist of the verse, I'm not giving the actual translation, that do not raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because if you will raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this may be tantamount to disrespect, and because of this, your a'mal and your good deeds will become destroyed. It'll become destroyed. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala is teaching a lesson of respect to the companions, that before the Nabi of Allah, lower your voices, tone down yourselves. So the lesson we learn, that from our teachers, from our elders, and this is teaching of Islam. Today we'll be going home, whether it's supper, whether it's lunch, you're sitting on the table, you've got your grandfather there, you've got your father. The first person who must eat on the table, Shariat, what does it say? The first individual who must eat will be the most senior person on the table. Let your dada, let the nana, let your grandfather eat first, thereafter your father. And then you eat last, inshallah, don't worry, the food, inshallah, what is muqaddar for you, you'll get, the food will not run away, inshallah. You'll get your share. But the lesson that we are being taught in Sharia is respect. Respect our seniors, respect our teachers. The more respect you will show to your teachers, the more you will benefit in that particular subject. Whether it's mathematics, whether it's English, whether it's science, whether it's Islamiyat, show respect to every individual from whom you are benefiting. The more respect you show, the more you will benefit. The more that will flow to you, through to you. Remember, a lot of the knowledge is actually passed on from heart to heart. From heart to heart. The teacher, when he is happy with you, and happy in his heart, what is, we sit in the teacher's shoes, we carry his bag, but we're not doing any of his homework. Our work is not up to date, because I'm making a lot of khidmat for the teacher. The real khidmat is that you are understanding the lesson. If you didn't understand the lesson, you go to your teacher, sir, I didn't understand, could you please explain to me again. When the teacher will see the kind of interest you are showing in that particular subject, that teacher will become inclined to you, he'll become happy with you, his heart will open up towards you. So therefore, this is an extremely important thing that we need to learn as students. Always show respect. And in the classroom situation, if any student shows any kind of disrespect to the authority, to the institute, then we as fellow colleagues, we should try and stop and advise the person that, my friend, you see what you are doing is not right. It's not easy to run an institute of this nature. You know how much of planning goes behind it. Let us appreciate what we are getting. If we will not appreciate what we are getting, a time can come when Allah can snatch away that bounty. We are told that when we eat food, even that morsel of food that falls down, we should appreciate that morsel of food. Today we find, unfortunately, in many institutes, students who are coming from Muslim homes, vandalizing the property of the institute, damaging the doors, damaging the desks. We do not understand how much of effort was put behind bringing those desks into the institute. How much of effort was put behind building the entire institute. How much of effort is put behind in running and administrating that particular institute. And therefore, when a student, for example, damages an item, he is actually showing disrespect to that entire chain that was behind bringing that particular item to the institute. Therefore, the more respect, there is a saying in Urdu, ki ba adab ba nasib. Bear adab, bear nasib. And some have even added, bad adab, bad nasib. That the person who has got adab, he has got respect. He has got respect, he will get the best shape. And the person who does not have adab, he'll get no shape. And unfortunately, the person who is disrespectful, adab means respect. The person who is disrespectful, then he will get the worst and the bad shape. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to implement this quality of adab and respect within our lives. Focus on our study. Choose the right company. Company is such an important aspect. Just recently there was a case where a student was sent to a wonderful institute. He had excellent teachers. Excellent teachers. But unfortunately, after qualifying, he associated himself with friends who were on drugs. And what happened? Unfortunately, the person got caught up in drugs. So what happened? Environment was excellent. Parents were very good. Teachers were excellent. But he had chosen the wrong company. He had chosen the wrong company. In Surah Kahf, that was recited now, mashallah, the students recited the Quran Sharif so well. Allahumma zid fazid, Allah Ta'ala increase them in the recitation. And the recitation of the Quran Sharif and the acquisition of the Quran Sharif is one of the greatest. There can be no achievement that is greater than memorizing the Kalam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The word of Allah is the greatest. It is just that we cannot see the value of the Quran in this world. Because the value of the Quran is not confined to this world. The value of the Quran is in the hereafter. It is like a person who's got a certain currency in a particular country where they don't accept that currency. So he goes to Pick and Pay or one of the stores and he wants to pay in dollars. He says, sorry, we don't accept dollars, we don't cater for dollars. He says, you don't know the value of dollars? We know the value, but we can't cater for it. We don't have the infrastructure now to take dollars. He really understands the value of dollars when he goes to the country, America, where the dollars are being used. In the same way, the currency of this world is the material wealth that we see. And the currency of the hereafter is the a'mal, the good deeds, the recitation of Quran Sharif. In this world, we can't understand the value of it. When we go to the hereafter, and we see and the a'mal is quantified in the hereafter, then we will appreciate the value of that. You're not going to understand it here. Therefore, those who are engaged in the memorization of the Quran Sharif, don't expect acknowledgement. People are not going to understand. This is for the hereafter. You are doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mashallah, they recited the Quran in this particular surah. One will let me try and terminate. In this particular surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those youth who gathered together in an era of fitna. Fitna surrounding them. Trials and tribulations and temptations were surrounding them. But what did they do? They got together as youngsters. They said, no, we do not want to engage in what the rest of the people are engaging in. We want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not want to violate the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how Allah opened the door for them. Allah opened the door for them. Therefore, O youth, we understand that we are living in an era of temptation. Temptation all around us. But if we get together as youngsters and says, no, I want to please that Allah who gave me my eyes, that Allah who gave me my ears, that Allah who gave me my heart, liver and lungs that are functioning, that Allah who brought me from non-existence into existence, I want to please Him. Why must I disobey Him for the pleasure of others who have not helped me in any way whatsoever? Never mind, I will sacrifice that pain for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then see how Allah will open up doors for us. Yes, the initial sacrifice will be there. But jitne qurbani, itne meherbani. We have to make qurbani too. When you make qurbani, then Allah's help will come down. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all the youth of this institute, all the students of this institute. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produce from this institute Muslims who will become flag bearers of the deen of Islam in whichever field they are. And may Allah ta'ala make every student from this institute a means of guidance, an inspiration, an influence for the entire world and humanity at large. May Allah Ta'ala alleviate the sufferings of the Muslims in this country, restore the insecurity and change it to security and stability. And may Allah Ta'ala alleviate the sufferings of our Muslim brothers, especially in Syria and throughout the world. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillah.